welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next 2 hours doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. Toll free, Canada and USA. I'll give you the numbers, get your pencil out. Toll free USA is 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 1-888-810-8322. Caller.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
My name's Carolyn.
Karen?
Carolyn.
Karen.
Carolyn.
Oh, Carolyn.
Yes.
Carolyn. Where are you calling from, Carolyn?
I'm calling from Vancouver, Canada.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You heard me read before? Or?
Yes, I have had a couple of readings from you before in the past.
Okay. Just jump into your reading then. And for the ones that are just joining us and not familiar with what I do, I am a psychic medium, and I use it as a basically an intuitive in chat and on radio anyway. And I try to give the caller some insights and some heads up and answer some questions maybe that may take place pertaining to something within the next 30 days for him. So, Carolyn, I'm going right to finances with you.
Okay.
And finances and money, I'm getting a lot of activity with it too, but I'm... Let's see. There's, it's interesting. It's money and then new job too. Did you just... Are you looking for a job or just start a new job? Because I feel...
No.
Somebody
no, actually, I was supposed to start school in November, and then I ended up getting sick and in the hospital, so I didn't end up going through the school.
Okay. You don't have a better half, then, so you're probably living at home, or?
I'm living on my own with my kids.
Oh, okay, because... there's something coming to you with finances that I don't know if it's something you're applying for or waiting for or...
insurance?
I mean, if it's an issue and you've been waiting and hoping it goes a certain way and starts what kicks in.
Yeah, I have been.
Okay. I feel that coming through. What I'm feeling is a benefit financially coming through for you.
Okay.
And it's right on time, and it helps a lot. So if you are waiting and hoping, it's being shown to me.
Okay.
Okay. Now, are you employed, homesick? Is that what's going on, or are you?
Am I what?
Are you working? Do you have a job, but you're homesick, right?
No, I'm just at homesick. I can't work right now because I ended up getting sick from somewhere. So.
Okay. All right. Then this must be insurance or whatever it is that you're going to rely on financially coming through for you. So that is being shown. Now, I don't feel you being down totally. I feel like I'm going to school one way or another, whether it's online or at home or... I recover enough to go out and go to school because I do feel like I'm going to train or learn something.
Yeah, I was just actually looking at that last night. I was looking at going doing the online virtual school.
Yeah, you were. That's what you're going to be doing.
I
don't see you being down for the count. No way, no way, no how. And you're going to move forward and you're going to accomplish pretty much what you want to do as far as education goes. So, and you're either going to, like I said, either be able to go out and do it or probably bring it home to you and complete it that way. Or okay. a mixture. There might even be, I'm hearing a little bit of both, so. And
okay.
And I do feel that whatever you are doing, it's to better yourself and then to increase your earning potential. And
okay.
And satisfy your creative aspects of yourself. So it's working on the future and, like I said, increasing your earning potential, what you'll be doing for a living, and how much you'll be making, and depends upon on how much you learn and how well you do at it. So, and I, because I'm hearing a skill is a learned skill, and it's going to pay off and be connected to future career and finances.
Okay.
I'm getting the physically, and it's kind of up and down with the illness. Do they know exactly what's wrong with you and how to handle it, or?
No, not really.
All right, because I'm feeling a little unbalanced, a little unstable with it. I'm back and forth, and
mm-hmm.
I do feel like, you know, it's like there, it's like right now, it's like a guessing game, or kind of in the discovery stage type thing, and let me see. I'm trying to pinpoint that.
Did it say if they're going to be figuring out what it is?
You know, I keep hearing time is going to help. I'm just going to try and pull out some things that may help or point
okay.
you in the right direction, and I am hearing time. This may be something to do with your age. I'm not sure how old you sound young, but it'll feel young to me. So there's an age thing going on here, too, which might point to hormones and other things going on chemically inside your body. So I'm getting
okay.
time and age helping or improving things now. I'm hearing that. I am hearing that... they're waving a light at the end of the tunnel, so there eventually will be answers and help. So I'm hearing that for you. I'm hearing it'll get to the point where you can take a wait-and-see attitude and approach also, like let's just keep an eye on it, you know, type atmosphere.
Okay.
Maybe not where we got to jump on anything written in stone. It's kind of like we'll take one day at a time and see how it goes, whatever the issues are with you right now. So
okay.
They might even want to try that approach, you know. So, and if they go in that direction, I feel like it's, I'm hearing that's the way it's going to go anyway, and it's going to help too. So these are all little things that can help and make a difference. I'm hearing a lot of different reasons and a lot of different circumstances tied in here, too. So it might be connected to stress also and change. I feel like change also had something to do with it. But you were getting ready to go to school, you said, and then you became ill? Or?
Yeah, I ended up actually going away, and I ended up catching a bacteria from a hotel, and it went inside my leg and messed my leg all up.
Huh. I didn't understand you. It got muffled a little bit. You were away somewhere and came home ill?
Yeah, well, I was at a hotel, and I ended up catching cellulitis. Like, I ended up having to go. And then it kind of, it left this big thing on my leg, like this big red thing, and nobody really knows
right.
how to get rid of it or what it is or anything like that.
Right, okay. Interesting. And that's, I think they're gonna basically, like I said, take a wait-and-see approach with this and see what way it goes before
okay.
anything's written in stone. For the next few weeks, anyway, I don't know what you are in this. I don't know what the doctors told you last or what they're doing, but I do feel that it's basically going to just, like, keep an eye on it and continue doing whatever they want you to do. So. And I do feel it like getting lighter and clearing up. So you're headed in the right direction with it. I don't think it's going to be too serious for you.
Okay.
Now, I'm getting a. Did you get a scratch or cut or a bug bite or something? I'm getting a weird feeling with this. It's just,
it was a cut, yes.
There was like a little cut or something, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So that interfered with your schooling, right? And relationship?
Yeah, I ended up in the hospital the day before I was supposed to start.
Right. And now, was there something else going on? Was there relationship issues going on around the same time all this happened?
There's always relationship issues going on.
Okay, I'm hearing that. I'm hearing that was going on. So, also, there might have been... actually in the middle of something or about to make a piece. How is it relationship wise now?
About the same.
Rocky?
Yes.
Because I'm feeling, I mean, I'm hearing a peace treaty, I'm hearing an agreement, so I'm hearing some understanding between you and another person, if that's any help. They're saying to tell her that she could be heading into this. Maybe he sees that you're sick, and that makes a difference. I don't know, but I am feeling that for some reason there are other people or a person out there, and it's connected to my heart. And for some reason, we become closer, or we can communicate a little better than we were before.
Okay.
And I see this developing too within the next 30 days. So keep your eyes out for that. Could be a pleasant little surprise, at least being friends anyway. I'm getting agreements and settlements and some upsetting energy between two people blowing over and becoming calmer.
Okay.
Let me see. That's about it, Caroline. Unless there's something else you wanted me to look at here. And then in the meantime... financial, I think, is going to be the biggest thing, really. Hoping financial matters keep going smoothly for me.
So it's not going to be like a long, drawn-out process, then, with the money-wise?
With the money or the illness?
Probably, right? I know the leg's going to take a little bit of time.
Yeah, the leg's going to take time, and eventually we'll clear up, and they'll find out what it is and how to treat it. It's just that it may go into, say, the middle of May. And money-wise, I feel like it's going to be soon. The news or the information that you need or the approval.
Okay,
so I feel like it's going to come through for you and it's going to benefit you and it's going to be an increase. So I'm feeling good about it. Maybe within 1 week. I don't know if that's too soon. I'm leaning towards like 1 week. But between now and the middle of May anyway, but it's really soon. I can feel it's being soon for you.
Do you see me taking a trip anywhere?
Not just yet. I'm more concerned about finances and my health.
Okay.
And stabilizing relationships. Actually, not learning how to not let things bother me.
Okay.
Because I think change and stress reacts strangely with me sometimes.
Okay.
And right down to even the cellulitis and going to school and the relationships all at one time may have led to the flare-up even. So I think you're going to spend like the next 30 days. Basically, I think it was meant to slow you down a little so you can do some thinking and breathing and reevaluate a few things.
I think that's what it was for too. I say everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, everything happens, especially illness, and you'll find that sometimes we create it, and we create it for a reason. That's to get us to say, hello, what am I doing here? I got to slow down a little, or should I do it differently? Or, I think this little break is meant to help you get a grip on things and recover and figure out financially and relationship-wise where you are in the world. So I think that's how you're going to go between now and into the middle of May anyway. All right?
Okay.
So you take care of yourself and go slow and good luck with everything.
You got any numbers for me?
Huh? Yes.
You got any numbers?
Yeah, I was just going to say, I got some numbers for you and you beat me to it.
Okay.
Okay. We're in the middle of a nor'easter here in New York, and it's like, it's one of those days, but it's kind of nice in a way, too, having this blizzard in April.
Oh, wow.
So let me give you a 2 and an 8, 14, and 16. How's that?
Okay. Great. Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, Caroline. Tell your friends about us.
I will, for sure.
Alrighty. Thank
you. Alright, take care.
BBS Bye-bye. Radio. Remember, BBS Radio rocks the fastest growing, hottest internet talk radio station on the planet. Did I say that right? I got it close anyway. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call in for a reading, toll-free USA and Canada. The phone numbers are all over the front page of the website, BBS Radio, my website. All my emails, and everywhere you look, you'll see the BBS Radio phone numbers. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Janine? Yeah.
Hey, where are you calling from, Janine?
Wichita.
Wichita, Kansas?
Yep.
Good. All right. Let's see. I love the internet. Where can you go and go from Canada to Kansas? In the blink of an eye.
Right. I'm with you.
I love it. It's amazing. Okay. Wow, a lot of relationship stuff here now for some reason. It's romance, relationship, family. I'm getting an increase of a male. I don't know if he's always been there or he's been in and out, but he's there now, and there's an increase, and he seems to pull through. He seems to either get a job or do something in business and work or finances that kind of makes a difference or improves things with me and him, and his end of the bargain, or carrying his own weight, or he comes through, or now that he's got this, he can go on to the romance or the relationship thing. And I hope I'm connecting, so because they just feed me all this, and I'm just spitting it out. Janine, I hope it's connecting to something or helping you in some way. If there is a man and there's been some issues, I feel like he remains there. And it does improve and grow in significance. Could very well even go into a relationship. So if you just fell in love or just met somebody, or there's something there and it's becoming more serious, I feel like it's going to continue to go into more serious. So keep that in mind. I do feel it developing. I'm hearing it developing anyway, and it's probably going to go between now and throughout into the middle of May. It's a good feeling, though. It's a good feeling. It's a welcome feeling. It's a healthy, wholesome feeling. But it hasn't always been so. It might have been just changing now for the better.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been kind of miserable even at one time, and now it's taking a turn for the better. And it may be due to their attitude or their circumstances. Circumstances improving, and then their attitude improving, and then the relationship improving. And it continues to go that way. But I can feel some of the weight from what it used to be or how it used to be. At times it was not the way you wanted it to be, so. But but that is changing, and we're improving. If there is a question or you're wondering, and then it may be due to his finances or his work income situation, which helps it move forward or improves the circumstances of what's going on. Now, and it doesn't necessarily have to be you with the relationship. It could be somebody very close to you within the family, because I'm feeling very family with this reading. So, focus at the heart and the home. And but I would go to you first, and then maybe to a daughter, you know, the closest next in line. So keep this in mind. If it's not you with the man, it could be somebody inside the home, somebody very close to you. But I am getting a relationship developing.
At first I thought you were talking about my roommate. Now I'm kind of wondering if you're talking about my ex-husband.
It would be depending on who's growing nearer. It wouldn't be a hard thing to figure out. Whoever is growing nearer to your heart.
Well,
because I feel like this becomes more serious as the month unfolds. So if the ex-husband is just a shadowy figure in the background, and your roommate's loving and getting closer, you know, it's a no-brainer. You would know. You would feel it.
Okay. Well, I guess when you said could be a daughter, that's when I thought, well, maybe.
Well,
maybe my daughter and her dad's relationship's getting better, maybe.
That would be why I was being pulled to the home.
Mm-hmm.
I said the reading had a very homey feeling to it.
Right.
Things in the home improving. So that would be a part of it, but I'm feeling a relationship, romantic relationship.
Oh, okay.
Or a deeper friendship, another level. So, and I think it's you. Now, the only way it wouldn't be you is if your daughter just fell in love with someone and was getting engaged, and that's not the case. So.
Right.
But I do validate your feelings with her getting closer to Dad, because I feel like there's a lot of healings in the home, much-needed healings, and in the family.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you're in a cycle with a lot of healings, and it's relationships within the family and within the home. So.
Okay, that'd be good.
Yeah, it's always good, right? And
it's about time, too.
Yeah. I got a feeling I'm being shown a new baby, so don't panic. I mean, it could be as simple as a rebirth or a new beginning, but I'm really leaning towards an actual new baby, so everybody needs to be careful, or you might bump into somebody close and saying, you know, guess what? And I'm also feeling it's almost like another step in a relationship, like, engagement or a commitment of some kind. So, and I'm kind of leaning towards you. Very close to you. It's almost like a ring type thing or a commitment of some kind. So there's definitely another level to a relationship here, a romance relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be surprised if he wants to go to another level or make a commitment. I'm hearing and feeling an anniversary too, and a gift. So between now, say the middle of May, I don't know if it's an anniversary or a party of some kind, but there's something, some type of symbolic celebrating here. So be open to that too.
Well, my anniversary with my ex-husband would have been the 23rd of April. But that's not going to be a celebration.
No, and I mean, he wouldn't be handing you a gift either, or you wouldn't be giving him a gift, I don't think, anyway. Right?
Nope.
So it's either picking up that it was an anniversary, or maybe there's another man friend there that's going to try to make up for it, or has thoughts of his own. I don't know what's going on in you. in your private life, but I'm feeling that there's a growing together with another with the relationship boys. So keep that in mind. If you see it developing, then you know that's what I'm talking about. You know.
Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that the baby, I'm hoping would be my other daughter. They've been trying for a long time, and she's not having any success getting pregnant.
You know,
they really want a child.
You know, it could be. I've seen this before, where children or loved ones were really trying, and it was at least talked about and thought about quite a bit, and I picked up on it. And when they bring it out in a reading, 90% of the time it seemed to have materialized. So let's keep our fingers crossed for them.
Yeah, really.
Because, like I said, it's a very family home type reading here, and
mm-hmm.
with a lot of healings. I kept hearing tell her there's a lot of healings, and that would be one.
Okay.
And watch for somebody in the work world helping you one way or another. I feel like it's I'm hearing an ally and friend and finances and work, and they're helping you somehow. And I'm not quite sure how. Is it either getting you in a position or a position that you like or wanted, or changed, or a better environment, or this an ally at work kind of helping you become more comfortable or get what you want. I don't know what that means. Just keep an eye out for it.
Mm-hmm.
Could be a male supervisor, but I would go with any friend, just helping you get situated and become more comfortable at work. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, really. I guess
I'm not... Do you get anything from my mother?
I don't know what this means, but they just before I was going to give you the numbers, they were showing me a candle and feathers. Now, I don't know if feathers is connected to your mom or means anything at all, but for some reason they were flashing a feather, two feathers at a candle. Now, and that was just before you asked me about mom, so I...
Mm-hmm.
There may be something there, but I'm just, I just wanted to get that out.
Okay.
No, that's about it, really. I got some numbers I can give you. Maybe the numbers are connected to mom. I got an 8 and 14 and 28 and 1. And, that's about it, Jenny.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. Thank you.
Different colored stockings. Does that mean anything?
The what?
Different colored stockings. This is strange.
Colored stockings?
Yeah, you know the stockings that little girls would wear to school?
I always had to wear colored socks to school when I was a kid. I hated them.
Yeah, and they're showing me different colors, and I'm hearing laughing, like... Like maybe you had two favorite colors, or you like to mix match them or something, but I'm not sure what this means. And then they're showing me like an umbrella for some reason, so I got no idea what it means. I'm just relating it to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a little girl's umbrella with pink, a lot of pink in it, and it's twirling over my head, so. Just relaying it to you. Maybe it'll pop to your mind later.
Okay.
All right, Jenny. You have a good day, and thank you for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
All righty.
Thank you.
Michael Goger, BBS Radio, your inner thoughts. Okay, folks, if you'd like to call, the phone numbers are toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll free Canada, 1-888-810-8322. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Michael, how are you? It's Julia.
Julia, hi. Welcome.
Thank you. I'm doing okay.
How are you doing?
Doing pretty good.
Okay. Are you getting any of the snow, or are you...
No, we're getting rain.
Getting rain, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, we were getting rain and freezing rain, and now we're getting the snow, and you'd swear it was January.
Oh, my gosh. It's hard to believe it. What's it, middle of April already?
Yeah.
We're getting snow.
Yeah, the other day.
Wrong, right?
I know. The other day I was out in the yard raking with a T-shirt on. I had little flowers coming up, and now we got a nor'easter.
Yeah. I know. My husband just mowed the grass here yesterday.
Hmm. Interesting. So, anyway, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And let's see what we got for you, Julia.
I'm sorry, I was switching phones.
Okay, I was just saying, let's see what we got for you.
Okay, great, thank you.
Okay, interesting. Well, I'm getting a... I feel like I'm money at work with you here. Are you working or looking, Julie? Or
not right yet, but I'm going to start looking soon.
Okay, because I'm feeling like it's going to be an issue looking for work, going to work, or trying to get work, and I feel like I'm definitely going to find it. I feel like I want to look for a female because I'm being liked by a female. There's a connection here, so it's like probably a female supervisor or boss or somebody that turns you on to a job connection or helps you some way or another. And be open to the female I'm hearing. So,
okay.
And they will jump out, the clues and the readings. Just stay focused on it and keep it in your head while as you're looking for a job. I'm hearing a businesswoman. I don't know what kind of work you're looking for, but I feel like I'm hearing business, and the woman that comes through for me is a businesswoman, or I might be working for a businesswoman, so keep that in mind. That's another clue, or where you might want to look. Negotiating and sales, too. Skilled negotiator. I feel like I'm in sales too, or connected to marketing and sales. So that's another clue. Keep in your mind as you're going into your job search.
Okay.
Sales, marketing, and business. So those three areas. Again, with the female hooking me up, so also be alert for a female owner or supervisor. And it may even come through a female friend that you already have and know of that's kind of like maybe helping you or guiding you or is communicating with you about it anyway, like a friend type thing, neighbor, family. So be open to the females that are close to you and around you.
Okay.
There could be a connection there, or a word of mouth, or a heads up, so keep that in mind, too. I feel like I need to get my hubby on board to boost my confidence for some reason, or it may depend on how he feels about things, or my better half. There's a little bit of a need for And he does. He backs me, and he is my boost of confidence, I'm hearing. So there's going to be something with the better half helping me or encouraging me or boosting me, pushing me somehow or some way. So look for a little bit of a connection there to pull him in or rely on him or... becoming a part of the job search, you know, and helping me, advising me.
Okay.
Look to the hubby. Look to the hubby. I'm hearing the better half. Uh, Things will be going much smoother as you go into middle of May. Things are going to be going smoother for you. Health-wise, health is going to, there's going to be an increase in health. Fix my phone and clear my throat at the same time, I'm sorry. PSF is paying off it. Being appreciated and rewarded. So something paying off for me. Have you been looking already?
No, not yet.
Nothing in motion, huh?
No, doctor appointments and that, I'm trying to get all that stuff out of the way so that way I can start, you know, clean and fresh and,
Was there a health problem? Because I feel like there's maybe some health issues that are in a rebound or improved already, so.
It just, you know, the maintenance stuff that you do, just go to the doctor to get, you know, your annual exam type things.
Yeah, everything's looking good there. I am hearing new. I'm inspired. I'm definitely going to be getting a job. There's no doubt about it. Probably within the next 30 days even. I don't know if that's too soon for you, but very strong within the next month. And I feel like it's better than I expected. Maybe a little more than I expected even. So I do pretty good with the job hunt. And things flourish right away. I'm hearing interviews and exams too. There might be some testing with it, so be prepared for that. Something with driving too. You got to get another car or do something with the car or driving or.
Hmm.
I'm not sure what this is. A test with the car. Yeah. And then, would it be in the educational realm or inside of a school building? Because I get the feeling I'm doing something with school, too.
Yeah, I don't know. Could be.
Yeah. Keep that in mind as you go out. I wouldn't be afraid to target schools. So I might even be doing some schooling and working at the same time. A combination, or I might, with the job, need to learn something. This could be another way to go with this, that I get into something, but they want me to learn something to go with it, so you might be willing to, you're going to have to be willing to maybe learn something or qualify to something.
Okay.
So keep that in mind. You got a lot of, there's things in you that need to be brought out. I'm leaning towards the arts. I don't know if it's writing or drawing or what this may be, but there's things within you that need to be explored and brought out. And it's with the arts and creating and a hobby of some kind or interest, pursuing some type of hobby or interest. I'm feeling like I'm going to be pulled in that direction to explore this part of myself. So it might be a good way to go into the spring. So you might see something with this by the middle of May, becoming exposed to exploring the arts and the artists within myself. So whether it's music or writing or drawing. And I feel like it's connected to spirit, too. There's going to be an increase in experiences and spiritual abilities and interest in spiritual abilities too. You're going to find that increasing and being pulled to it as you go into the middle of May, end of May. So you're probably going to be bumping into people too that that are like-minded and bringing you in contact with spiritual matters, groups, maybe even traveling or this type of thing, a weekend or a day trip, or it might even be spiritually based or connected. And could be part of the hobby or the interest that you're pursuing. Huh. many different aspects to yourself. There's things within yourself you're not even really sure about or would like to explore. The meditations I'm hearing.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a little cautious of, I don't want to say jealousies, but then jealousies around me. I don't know if this is family or maybe it's the better half in his world, co-workers and friends. Together as a whole, you and your better half, you and your home, as you go into the middle of May, be careful not to get pulled into any squabbles or jealousies or office politics or neighbor disputes. Or if you see anything like that developing, go the opposite way with it. Don't
okay.
feed into it and distance yourself from it.
Okay.
Let that be a clue. Any type of disturbances or disputes that pop up around you or that you walk into, or just let a bell go off and say, oh, this is what he was talking about. And stay away from it, because I feel like there's a lot of emotions in it and a lot of spiteful behavior and a lot of jealousy, and it doesn't make no sense, and there's no rhyme or reason, and you would serve no purpose of getting involved in it. And it's got potential even to ruin some plans or affect us somehow. So I want to make sure I'm alert to it and I don't get involved. And you may even see, like, maybe a family member or a better half talking about it and maybe being exposed to it. You might want to warn them, too, and say, look, just stay away from it. Let it go. And I don't know why, but I got a cat. You got a cat in spirit that keeps jumping in my lap, and it's all around me. I don't, if it's your cat or somebody's cat, it's symbolic of this reading here. It just keeps jumping in my lap. I put it down, it jumps back in my lap.
That's funny. So, I had cats growing up, but I don't have one now.
Interesting.
But I like cats.
Yeah. What's like a tabby type thing? Strange. Once in a while, that'll happen.
That's funny.
That's about it, Julia. I can give you some numbers. Take some numbers with you. I got a 13 and 26, 17 and 5.
Okay.
And overall feeling to spirit. Spiritual matters are going to play a role in the rest of your life. I don't know if you understand this or not.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there's an thing that spirit wants you to know. Here it is. You're in it. You're in it, and it's going to increase and grow, and it changes you. You're not the same person that you were before, and then eventually you'll even forget who you were before. There's going to be so much. You know, that's how it goes, and you're in that, and that's happening to you, and it's a good thing. And there's an angel or a saint, too, that a special angel or saint, maybe, that you pray to or means something to you. It's being noted. I'm not sure what they mean by this. Or a spirit guide, possibly, that was identified and you communicate with.
Yeah.
It's in your presence. You're known for it.
Nice.
Yeah. I'll leave you with that, Julia.
Okay, but you just one question is, you definitely do see all the health issues, everything clearing up there? And
I do.
Okay, great. That's my concern for this.
Yeah. Is there some exams coming up or some testing?
It's just, you know, that time of year, women's annual exam, so.
Oh, I see what you're
saying.
Okay, I see. Okay, that's why they were so heavy on the testing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting some testing and exams, and I felt good about it.
Okay, good.
I really did. I'm getting a real good feeling with any testing or health related issues. Actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, stay warm and dry, and hopefully the snow will
blow
by.
Thank you, Julia.
Take care and God bless.
God bless. Tell your friends about us.
I will. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Julia. Okay, everybody, you're listening to BBS Radio, and you're in the Thoughts with Michael Goger. I'm here every Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 3 p.m., 2 hours every Sunday, nonstop free psychic readings. Who says there's nothing free anymore? BBS Radio. Hi, caller.
Hello, Michael. This is Nancy. How you doing?
Nancy, how you doing?
I'm doing much better, thank you.
Good. You sound much better and feel much better to me, too.
Thank you. That's good to hear.
Good. You're my number one fan.
I am.
I got to make you a co-host. You could be my on-site co-host in Washington, right?
Yes.
All righty. How's the weather there, Nancy?
It's beautiful. I'm actually running around in a T-shirt.
No,
please.
Oh, my goodness. You would not believe what New York looks like. You'll see it you'll see it on the news.
Yeah, it's been a doozy up there.
Oh, my God. We're getting blasted. It looks like January.
Yeah.
Okay, Nancy. Let's see what we got for you.
Okay.
And I thank you for calling and enjoying the show. I think you listened to every show I ever did.
I think I have.
Good. Good. I feel, I feel like I'm going right to a child. Do you have children, Nancy? Is there...
They're all grown with their own children.
They're all grown with their own children. Is either one of them getting married or separating, either one?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. They're all married, right? And they're all doing good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Is there an anniversary? Is something special with one of them? Or
they both just had theirs the first part of this month and last month.
And that was their anniversaries?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. All right. Because I'm celebrating with the children and relationships, and I feel real good about it. Now...
Cool.
But I feel like I'm splitting something, too. Is there property or money that maybe they're splitting or they need to split? Or,
I don't think so.
Or is it with your family? Or I want to look at the whole family, the children, myself and my husband and then my children. I just feel like I'm going to share something or split something with someone and...
Not honestly that I know of.
Very strong feeling with this property or money or benefits of some kind.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's interesting. Maybe one of you is going to hit the lottery.
Oh, wouldn't that be wonderful?
Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great? Because it feels like it's that type of a feeling with this. Somebody gets real lucky or steps into something and shares it with the family. And I feel like I'm leaning towards a child with this, so maybe you're going to be getting an exciting phone call within the next 30 days.
Ooh, that would be nice.
That would be nice, huh?
Because I know if either one of the kids ever won lotto, they would share it.
I can feel that. You would probably be the first one to get a call, and they would... probably say the check is on the way.
That's them.
Yeah, and that's the way it should be, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, take care of mom.
Got good kids.
Good. Good. It means a lot. It really does. Now, I can bring this down to where was one of them looking or trying for a certain job or a special job or...
My daughter's looking for a job.
Okay. Because I'm hearing there's going to be there's a job search. It's connected to child, and it's going to be successful and soon.
Oh, good.
Okay, so you might be hearing about that, and it affects the finances, and maybe even affects the traveling too. Is either one of them coming to visit you soon, or?
Well, both are going to be moving. One's in Oklahoma and one's in Kansas, and they're my son's in the Army and my daughter's married to a military man. And they did say that my daughter's moving to California and they're going to come here first. And my son's going to be going to either Iraq or Africa, and but he doesn't have a date yet.
Huh. Okay. I'm getting a visit from kids, okay?
Okay.
And then there is a lot of activity as far as moving and moving around and energy with the kids. I am getting overseas. This must be the sun. Showing me two ships. I'm getting a ship going and a ship coming, so I feel like he goes and then he comes back, so everything is good there. My prayers are answered and with this, and I'm hearing tell you the prayers will be answered, prayers are heard and answered.
Good.
So your love and your concern for him going overseas is being noted, and I feel like he's protected and he does come back. And then I am getting a job search being completed with a child, and it's a step up and a promotion. It's better than expected, and she does well with it. And then there is a visit with a child to you, probably within the next 30 days, and you validated that. And everything is going, I'm very proud of my children for the next, well into the end of May. It's like my children are in my thoughts and in the forefront of what's going on. And everything's going smooth, and I'm proud of them, and I'm happy. And I'm thankful, and I feel blessed, and there is celebrating. And I'm hearing good news. The news is good, and it goes to my children. And I think it's to all the children. Have something going on where good news is welcome. And it just seems like each one gets their own set of good news. So.
Wow.
And I'm very proud, too, very proud, because they're proud. Things are going well for the... for the son, things are going well for the daughter, and it's enough to be proud of. It's what we wanted, and it's the goal, and it's going to be beneficial. Living situations are a little up in the air, where to move or where they're going to stay, or there may be some issues with this, but I feel like... what they need, they find when the time comes, as far as moving and living. So if any of them have to relocate, they're going to do okay with the housing.
Okay.
And they'll feel secure. There'll be security, possibly some roots. Will one of them be moving for the last time, or hoping that it's the last time?
I don't think so. They all want to end up in Washington.
Okay. Is any of them moving to Washington?
Not yet. My son has to get out of the Army first before he can come home.
Right, and what about the girl?
Well, unless she gets a divorce, she's going to be with her husband in the military moving for a long time.
Right. Moving around.
Yeah, he's got at least 10 more years.
Interesting. Why do I keep hearing Washington for them? Are they into a field where they can work out of Washington, or...
It's a possibility.
Interesting. I got a feeling that one of them gets lucky, and I keep hearing Washington, Washington, actually living and working in Washington.
Oh, that would be wonderful.
So that's a...
That's a dream come true.
That would be a dream come true, and it's surrounded with a rainbow, so I wouldn't be afraid of having this be my focus and my goal.
Uh-huh.
You know, all the way around, and I wouldn't be a bit surprised if something happens where word or thoughts or activity with this takes place. So hold it in your heart. Maybe.
Oh, I will.
Yeah. It's either thought about a lot and talked about a lot, or it's actually going to manifest someday.
Uh-huh.
And maybe even soon. Maybe that's why they're showing it to me, that there's things developing. And again, there is a relocating. Did we say they were both moving soon?
Within the next month.
Within the next month, okay. This is what I'm hearing. That's why they're giving me the housing. The housing will be okay. Wherever they go, they're gonna be all right with the housing. It'll be safe and secure, I'm hearing.
Okay.
I don't know if this was a worry or a concern or finding something, but they're going to be happy wherever they go, and they're going to feel safe and secure.
Oh, cool.
So they want you to know that. The reading, Nancy, took me right to your children. It must have been on your mind.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, it must have been on your mind, because a lot of it was with the kids right off the bat, and it just stayed right there. That's about it, other than just surrounding everything with a rainbow and angels, I'm hearing, and wishes and dreams coming true. So you got a wonderful energy, Nancy.
Oh, thank you so much, Michael.
Yeah, you're up there mentally and spiritually and attitude and atmosphere where you need to be, and it makes life a lot easier on yourself and the people around you, too.
Yeah, very true.
Everything is attitude and atmosphere.
Amen.
You know, and you know how to do it and how to use it. And the special connection with your family. Bless and protected.
Oh, awesome. Thank you so much.
Okay, Nancy. I got some numbers I can leave with you. Take 11 and 4, 2 and 10.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Michael.
Okay, Nancy. You take care. Blessings.
You too. Blessings.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Tell your friends about us. Okay, everybody, if you'd like to call in, it's toll-free. Don't get no better. Toll-free. Free readings. Free everything. BBS Radio rocks. You ever think about having your own radio show? You can do it. BBS Radio. Email don@bbsradio.com. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Sir Michael.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. It's Allie.
Allie?
I have been trying unsuccessfully for an hour to get through to you. You're a busy man.
And I want to stay busy. Busy is good.
Yeah, absolutely.
And welcome to the show.
Thank you. And you're doing so awesome. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you, Allie.
And I got your message actually on MySpace, and it's just been a crazy week. But yeah, we got to talk. So.
Yes.
I'm glad to hear from you.
Yes, I wanted to talk with you last week. You said it's the same area code. Call me.
Yeah, it is, and I'm going to call you. I've just been so busy with so many things.
I know. I'm the same way, Allie.
You know?
Do you have a plan where you can call without worrying about toll?
Absolutely. Of course I do.
You know, good.
It's a half a Jew in me. I got to make sure I got something I can afford. So.
That's what I said when you said, just call me. I said, well, you know, it's not much of a toll, but me and her are going to get together, and I'm going to wind up thousands of dollars in debt. Because I got that Brooklyn Jew in me, too. And I'm just going to keep right on talking and yakking.
I've been listening to your shows on Sunday, and I got to be honest with you. You know, it's awesome that you're so busy that I can't get through. So
I'm not
insulted at all. But I was listening to your show, I think it was last weekend or the weekend before. I was recuperating. Well, I still am from surgery. But your assistant had come on who's taking care of your website.
That was Sue, I believe.
Yeah, and she was saying, oh, Michael, you need to get a reading on air, so we're going to have to plan that one out.
Yes, and you know, right after that, there was another psychic that she emailed me right away. She said, you know, I turned on the radio exactly when the girl was saying you need to be read. And she offered to call in and read. So I think there's going to be a couple of shows where I get a reading. But I'd like to have you on. I have an interest in eating disorders and bariatric surgery and its treatment. And I was listening to your show, and I was very interested in it. And I'd like to do a show some week pertaining to obesity and eating disorders and its treatment.
Yeah, I can help you with that, you know.
That's one thing I wanted to talk about.
Well, you know, there's a lot of chubby people in the world, you know. Doctors like to call them morbidly obese, but I just call them, you know, chubby.
Yeah, chubby, obese, big, large.
Yeah, you know, too many...
Big is beautiful.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's not always healthy.
I know.
But, yeah, absolutely. We can get together and talk about doing something like that.
Yeah,
tonight is we do our show, our Healthy Intentions show, on Sunday nights. Now it's going to be at 9 o'clock every Sunday night. So
every Sunday at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, at Eastern time. So
okay, and
tonight we're doing some success stories on physical, spiritual, and emotional levels. So you can tune into that. But yeah, you know, and your show's doing so great, and you're helping so many people, and it's such a testament to the gift and. I just wanted to kind of chime in here and give you some, you know, kudos here for what you're doing.
Glenn, thank you. I appreciate it. I think you're feeling my love for it. I love doing it.
Yeah, you do, and I do too. Yeah. And actually, a couple of my friends have called into you because I won't read them. So I said, call Michael. Michael's really good. Michael will tell you like it is. You know, us New Yorkers, we don't play any games. You know?
I'm a reading machine.
Yeah, my girlfriend, you met my girlfriend Debbie a couple of weeks ago, and she's like, he was so much fun with her Texan drawl, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, yep. You told her about the dog, and she's like, I hate dogs, and I'm like, you know, and I was like, that's too funny. So, anyway, I won't take up a lot of your time. I just wanted to call in and let you know that I've been listening and trying to get through since 1:05.
Wow, busy. Everybody says I get emails, I give up. I'll never do it again. I just keep hitting redial, please.
Aww.
Just keep hitting redial and just hold the phone there. Put it on speaker and hit redial. But there'll be more of me. There'll be more of you. We're gonna
That's
be
awesome.
I'm working two jobs and it's rough. So I gotta be careful how much I do. But in a few months I could retire and maybe do this all day long, every day. So. There'll be more of me, and I got a lot of ideas and plans, and so
hang on
out there. I between readings and radio, I'm fascinated with radio and what I do. So it's a good combination.
And you know what it is too. There's a lot of you know, in the paranormal field. There's so many different areas, and you know, there's a lot of of course, but in case your listeners don't, clairvoyant people are usually what we call term psychic, and they're able to see in the future and stuff. But then you've got psychic mediums who can pretty much talk to dead people. So,
you got different degrees of reader and talent.
So that's where you're gonna. I actually see you getting more into even a paranormal study, like ghost, you know, chasing ghosts a little bit here. So.
You know,
I got you with ghost hunting the first time I talked to you, and I'm like, he would be great at ghost hunting.
You know, I can do ghost hunting, but I wanted the stage. I got the bug. I got bitten by the stage bug, and I'm somewhat of a little bit of a ham in me. And I want to stand on stage in front of hundreds of people and entertain or have a radio show that's heard around the world, you know, AM, FM, and... So it kind of sidetracked me from my paranormal pursuits and studies. But ghost hunting would definitely be... that's all I did for 40 years was research and study. And then when I discovered chat, it led me to radio, and here I am. So, but you're
that's
right.
Great.
It would be a field that I would have an interest in. It would probably be like a hobby of mine.
Right.
I would do the stage and radio, and then for fun, go ghost hunting. So
well,
I
you could always do you could always do a night in the round with Michael Goger. So.
Yeah.
You know, you just you grab a hotel ballroom and you.
Yeah.
You know, you sell your tickets and you do like a John Edwards type forum and you're good to go.
Yeah, something like this. And,
yeah, you could do that very easily.
Well, you're in Schenectady, right?
I'm in Clifton Park. I'm about 15 minutes outside of Albany.
Okay, because they got the talk radio is WGY in Schenectady.
Yeah, it's not far. My husband actually works in Schenectady at the hospital, but...
Yeah, I was going to see if you had any connections in radio. Maybe we could do something together, AM and FM, and have it streamed internet or picked up or, you know.
Well, I've been working on that, but I the first time you ever picked on me, you were telling me about some TV time, and I've been picked to be a cast member of a psychic reality show that's supposed to place and air on Lifetime Network.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be late August. So you kind of picked up on that the first time you read me.
Right.
You know.
Good.
So we'll see. We'll see what happens from there, you know.
I got
to take my friends along for the ride, so.
Good. How long is it going to be before you hear about it? You don't know?
I've already been slated as a cast member, so now and I had to go through all the contractual junk. And now it's just a matter of they shot the pilot and...
Good.
You know, now it's a matter of, getting Lifetime to, I guess, connect to the pilot or whatever, but the time frame here is late August to start shooting, I guess, for the fall season, so.
Nice.
It's exciting. I had to go down to Manhattan for that whole thing, and that was a trip, you know.
Oh, my God.
2.5 hours on Amtrak, so.
I'm going to know a TV star?
Yes, you will.
Oh, my goodness.
That's good. A sister in the field, that's what you call it.
That's good. Good. You like that, then. It'd be good for you. I don't know if I could do TV, but I'm happy for you, and I can't wait until I see you on TV. Then I can say I know a celebrity.
Well, you know what? We're all celebrities in God's eyes, so.
That's right.
That's the first thing that matters to me.
That's right.
You know, when you do what you do, and we both have our radio shows. When you share your gift with other people, and you do it freely, there's nothing more comforting for me than when someone says thank you and they hang up and then they write you back. And I've looked at all your testimonials, and you know, when you touch someone's heart like that, there's no price tag for that.
No, it's fantastic, fantastic. I've been doing it free for 10 years, and everybody says, why do you do it? But they have no idea what I get from it. And like you said, it's the thank yous and the testimonials. And
it's very fulfilling when you can change someone's life or at least give them some direction when they're lost. So, that's a gift in and of itself. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You better believe
it. Anyway, so I will let you go, sir, so you can help the masses, and I will keep listening, and I always wish you love and light, so.
Well, listen, say your website and advertise your show there for a second.
I do a show on blogtalkradio.com, /The Spirit Cafe Spirit Cafe. I actually did a show last night that went over pretty well.
Okay.
I don't have a specific time like Michael, but you can check blogtalkradio.com, Spare Cafe, and see when my next shows will be coming up. And then my website is alliecheslick.com. That's CHESLICKALLIE. And you guys have to listen to Michael every Sunday from 1 to 3 on BBS Radio, because I do. and you're going to come on my show one of these days, Michael, so we'll have to figure out how we get you to call in.
Now, listen, that call is a toll charge, right? I don't know much about blog talk. Is that a toll charge?
Yeah, well, you know, you do it for your specific area, so mine happens to be a 718 area code, which is actually, like, you remember Queens and that area.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll figure it out. That'll have to sort of three-way you in a conversation.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people have a plan, too, so it don't matter to them. But somebody like me, it would matter. So don't be afraid to call. If you got a plan, I mean, go ahead and call.
Well, this is great because yours is a toll-free line. So
it is.
BBS has to be grateful because I never really heard of BBS until I met you.
Wow.
So now I'm like an avid listener every Sunday.
Well,
I get
good.
Up out of bed and I say, well, Michael's on 1 to 3. Let me put him on.
Good. And they have fantastic programming here. A lot of good readers and different shows, and it's really...
it's an incredible site. Uh-huh.
It is. I love being here. And Allie... what else? And you're every Sunday night at 9.
All right, for Healthy Intentions, which is talking about, you know, just your health and wellness and you know, in overall, sometimes financial wellness, and we go into many different topics, but, the last show we talked about gastric bypass and lap band surgery, and the pros and cons of it, because my husband's a physician assistant, and he does all kinds of surgeries, you know, 5 days a week, and some of the horror stories you come home with were like, you know, why do people do that to themselves? Just because you know what it is, Michael, with gastric bypass? It's such an invasive surgery, number one.
Yep.
But number two, it's after the surgery, you still have to have a lifestyle change because now you really can only eat so much food and certain types of food and get only certain types of nutrition. And so if you have to do that afterward, why not try that before?
Before. So,
you know?
Yeah, I know. I know a lot of people, I have a lot of friends and relatives that had it done, and they still had to change their way of their lifestyle, and then they were still struggling with weight gain a couple of years after the surgery.
Yeah, and that's what happens, and people don't realize that it's still a struggle for people, because food is an addiction, that's obvious, but...
Yep.
You know, but what it is on a mental, on a physical level, you after you have that surgery, you cannot... by any means be able to get all the vitamins and nutrients that you need, and it forces people to get vitamin B12 shots every month because their bodies just don't have the capacity to take it in naturally and get enough of it to keep themselves healthy.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of different reasons not to try it, and not to mention that surgery just in itself is not a, you know,
it's dangerous. Risky. You know, I got a few friends that died from it, and... But then I got some friends that went from sitting on a couch to jogging every day. So there's a lot of pros and cons, and like
you
said...
Right. And I gave the pros and cons, because I want to be fair.
Yeah.
You know,
I prefer to approach it as an addiction, actually, and a change in lifestyle would be my method. But I understand both ends of it and the need for it. And a lot of... There's a need for it of awareness and...
Well, you know what happens, and I'll just say this quickly, is that... There are a lot of wonderful doctors out there that do the surgery, but what I feel is that if they gave the patient an option to change their lifestyle and then encourage them on a psychological level to maybe even seek counseling while they're trying that, because it is psychological. Food becomes an addiction like any other addiction.
Yep.
So if you can work on the person's psyche and help them understand that food is not, you know, it's not the answer to the problem. And if you have someone go to somebody else to help them discover the root of the problem, a lot of times, too, that changes the person's perception of why they eat the way they do, and then they just change the way that they eat. So I'm always, you know, for me, and I don't know about for you, but as a medium, for me, I've seen so much stuff and so many people pass over from different things. And if you get to the root of the issue of why you have the addiction, which is like any other addiction, like AA or NA, if you figure out what the problem is at the root and you can work on there and change it, you might be able to change your life before you have to do something as drastic as surgery. So.
Exactly.
Well,
you know, I lost 100 pounds just recently. And,
yay,
But it was over a process of a year, and it was very slow, and it was through... change in lifestyle and my thought patterns and you know, a lot of different things combined, portion control, and it was really unnoticeable. I did it so slowly and so naturally that it just happened.
Yeah, and it does, and there's so many different programs out there to try, but you know, and of course, you know that I've got, you know, my health and wellness program that I love sharing with everybody, because it's about high-grade nutrition, and that's what people don't understand, because, you know, why we get so fat is because we end up becoming toxic ourselves in our bodies.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, there's a real science to really why people are you know, heavy or feeling,
oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, there's a lot involved, a lot. And
yes.
Genetics and environment and emotions and learned behavior, and there's really a lot involved. So it's a very deep subject. You could talk about it all week long.
I know, and I could talk about that for hours. And
me
but,
too.
You know, I always say this, you know, because I represent a company that's a health and wellness company. For me, it's changed my family's life.
Yeah.
We've lost 310 pounds.
Yeah. Wow.
In 6 months, but.
Is that Isagenix?
Isagenix.
Isagenix.
Yeah.
Is that another name for Herbalife?
No. It's totally, completely different than that. And I did the Herbalife about 20 years ago. I met somebody downstate in Port Chester that was doing Herbalife, and that just didn't work for me. But this is a cleansing. I mean, you know, this company is the number one cleansing. They have the number one cleansing technology in the world. So, but the long and short of it is that for me as a medium, you know, I truly feel blessed because we get to help people on a spiritual level, you know, heal.
Then, because
I do this with the Isagenix, now I get to help people heal on an emotional and a physical level. So, for me, I am completely fulfilled, and if this is all I do the rest of my life, I am very grateful. So.
Yeah, it's a good feeling, and you're going to do more of it, a lot more of it, and you're good at it, too.
Thank you.
You're very pleasant to listen to, and you want to listen to you when you're talking, so it's a nice combination, Allie. You're going to be...
I get the old comedian medium thing in there. People always rag at me. They're like, you're funny. And I'm like, well, you know, when you see dead people as often as I do, you got to be humorous. So.
Yeah, you have to be. Because I have a few people say to me, my God, how can you act like that while you're doing readings? And I'm an entertainer. I'm not a monk or a pastor. I'm an entertainer, and I'm going to use comedy, and I'm going to use stories. Because
people don't realize. I mean, everybody's into, everybody's sort of coming into an awareness of enlightenment and being attuned and, you know, spiritual gifts. But what they don't realize is, you know, for legality purposes, we have to tell everybody it's for entertainment purposes only.
You know,
when you obviously, you know, tell people if they've got health issues, they want to follow up with a physician. And that kind of stuff. But in the interim, there's no reason that you can't just be who you are and be funny and share your stories. And that's what it's about, you know?
Exactly.
And you do that all the time, and it's great.
Yeah. I mean, and if you go into a field like Reiki or therapeutic touch or counseling and you got a couple of degrees, then you can be a little more serious and keep it in the realm where it belongs. But in my case, I want to have fun and entertain and maybe do some fundraising. So I got to be a personality too. So,
that's just it. And when people look to you for answers and stuff, you know, you want to be as honest as possible. The problem, you know, that I found doing this, especially here in New York, is people want you to give them a sugar-coated answer, and it's like, I have a hard time doing that. I'm like, listen, this is it. Bottom line, end of story. You know, there is no sugarcoating. You know,
it's true.
Because if I sugarcoat it, then what lesson are you going to learn in it? So, you know, and you don't do that either, which is one of the things I really applaud you for. You don't sugarcoat it. You just tell them like it is, end of story, you know.
I do, and it's so hard because I want to tell them what they want to hear, and I can't.
Exactly, but...
I feel guilty doing it, and I...
You can, and they have to understand that, and that's why we tell them, and if you guys are listening, always write down what Michael says or I say. Because even if you can't validate it at that particular moment, there will be a time later on that you will be able to validate it,
right.
You know, and it will come to fruition, so.
Very true, very true.
So I let you go so you can grab some other callers, but I will call you, so.
Well, listen, let me give you a little bit of insight here. While we were talking, I was picking up on a few things, and I'm hearing to tell you that there'll be some financial or money issues that you're going to work through, and I think it's connected to the things that you want to do in the future with what you're into.
Okay.
Money to get where you got to go and money to do things that you got to do. You want to stay on top of it and make it the focus of the journey, too, making sure that...
And it's tax season, so we all need money to get through it.
and like you might get an offer to do something, and you want to make sure you got the money to be able to go do it. So kind of like keep it in the forefront of your thought with the things that you want to do anyway.
Oh, I am. I use the secret and my power of prayer. So
yeah, and And listen, with you too, I want to stay away from petty jealousies and little disturbances because they might get blown out of control. And use the light and use common sense, and then see it before it develops, and you'll do fine with that. But between now and say the end of May, there may be some a few little office politics and petty jealousies, and watch for that, especially with family, coworkers, this type of a thing. Do your best to stay away from it and separate.
Yeah, I've been doing that. It's already started, so. You know, it's like you know what it's like. You know, your own family or people that don't understand what you do, and then they think you're just psycho instead of psychic. So, it's like, you got to be a little crazy to be a psychic anyway. So
I know it, especially this area here is all reborn, and it's like for the last 40 years I've been hiding, and I'm just now coming out of the closet.
Well, you know what? You know what's funny is I went through that whole thing. I mean, my mom's Jewish, my dad's Christian, so. I kind of grew up with both faiths, but, I'm a Christian. I believe, Jesus is my Lord and Savior. But here's the bottom line, and it's for everybody listening. If you take the religion out, okay, what is the one common denominator that every single one of us have taking the religion out of it?
Yeah,
God.
Yeah, and love.
And love, absolutely. So if you can just walk through life understanding that God is always there in your life, and there's always love surrounding you. You think differently. You'll feel differently about yourself. And unfortunately for a lot of people, they don't feel that love. So they need to know that they're always surrounded by love.
Yep.
Even if they can't see it, it's there.
That's true.
You know,
that's
so
right.
If people start to learn to just take certain things out. I mean, I'm very faithful and stuff, but, and of course, I've got the born-agains up my butt, you know. So, you know, they're like, oh, you're going to hell. I'm like, yeah, well, you're going to be on a leash tied behind me because here you are judging me before you get to know who I am. So don't even worry about it, Michael. Don't sweat it, you know.
No,
just be who you are, and you share your gift, and, you know where your heart is at, and that's all that's important.
And, you know, I've
so
been
stop
around.
Stop hiding.
I've been around so long that they know and love me, and they embrace me anyway. It's just that.
Absolutely.
And listen, I'm also getting another female ally with you. I don't know if it's going to someday be a partner or somebody that's going to work closely with you, helping you do some of the things that you want to do, especially in the spiritual matters, in the spiritual world. And there is a lot of talent there spiritually. Pay attention to dreams and your intuition, especially for the next 30 days. It's going to be very strong and heavy with you.
Okay.
Your guidance is going to be right on, very intuitively connected. And there's going to be a like-minded friend. I don't know if this is a relative or a good friend or a neighbor, but I feel like it's a female, like-minded, and there's going to be a connection with her. And I'm also hearing there's some things that you need to know, but the answer isn't ready yet, and it'll be given to you in God's time,
right.
probably metaphysically, and probably within maybe... between now and the end of May. There's some missing pieces of the puzzle. And it'll be given and revealed to you. And I go into the end of May very much in love, and things romantically and emotionally increasing and being better than ever.
I can always use some extra love in.
Is there an anniversary?
Actually, May is good, Michael, because May is actually my anniversary. So.
Oh, I was just going to say, I'm hearing anniversary and celebrating, and I'm really connected to my heart with this. So, and they're pulling me between now and the end of May, especially in May. So this is your wedding anniversary then, right?
Yeah, May 17th.
Oh, it's going to be more than... above and beyond, and very spiritual. There's something special about this one. Don't know why, but something special, something very loving.
Okay.
So keep that in your heart, too. All right?
Okay, awesome.
And I'll give you some numbers. I got a 6 and a 5, a 2, and a 12.
Okay.
Okay.
And we know when we give numbers sometimes it's birthday, anniversary, or passing of the month, so.
What's that?
When you see the numbers?
Yeah.
a lot of times they're antiquated to someone, they're connected to someone via birthday, anniversary, or passing.
Right.
And then it's either the day of the month or the month itself. So.
Exactly. Yeah,
and
that's
so
what I tell people.
And actually, you know, three of those numbers are right on target. So.
Oh, okay. Because that's people ask me what do I do with them, and I that's what I tell them. It's connected to somebody that's either past or a birthday or a significant anniversary.
Yeah, see, like this. Actually, all of them. See, the 6th is June for me, and that was the first time I got married.
Before
my first husband passed away.
Yeah.
And the 5 is my May.
Yeah.
And the 2nd is my daughter's birthday in February, and the 12th is my sister's. So.
Yeah, and it's just their way of interesting you and catching your attention.
Yeah, and it's a way of validating that they're watching. So.
Yeah, exactly.
So thank you very much, sir.
Okay, Allie, thank you.
This was fun.
And you got your show tonight, 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock Eastern.
Okay, everybody is welcome to join, and I'll see you soon.
All right, I will be talking to you, sir.
Okay, Allie. You take
Thanks,
care.
Thanks, Michael. Have a blessed day, sweetheart.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, take care. Okay, everybody. That was my friend, Allie McChesney. She's a psychic medium and a very nice lady. She's got her radio show every Sunday at 9. Everybody's welcome to stop in and listen. I caught a few of her shows, and they're very interesting. Hi, caller. Welcome. I recognize that Manhattan, that Italian Manhattan voice.
Get out the rowboat.
I can hear it in you.
Oh, my God, my face is flooded.
How is it down there?
Oh, it's a nightmare.
Oh, isn't it horrible? You getting snow or all rain?
No, it's all rain.
Oh, we're getting the snow and ice and everything up here. What a mess.
Nah, last thing we need is ice. But I got about 4 inches of water in the basement.
Oh, my God. And this is in the city.
Yep.
You think you were in the country?
I'm on the wrong side of the street.
In Manhattan? Water in your basement?
Yeah.
Where's Bloomberg when this is going on?
He's all nice and toasty in the Gracie Mansion.
Yeah, he's relaxing by the fire. And we have water in our basement.
Yep.
But,
the cats are floating in the basement, let me tell you.
Oh, boy. And this is going to go on until Tuesday.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
I know. I had to call a friend of the family to come over and go downstairs and start with the water pump.
Pump it out.
Yeah.
Before it knocks the power out or something.
Well, it's not going to knock the power out. The only thing we're worried about was the boiler, so we shut the boiler down.
Isn't this something we got to go through this in April?
Yeah.
We should be getting our pools ready.
I look out my side window. All the rooftops next to me are one giant pool.
Oh, my God. All right, Jules. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Mike.
For the listening audience, this is Jules, my friend, and she lives in Manhattan, and nice lady and good friend, and she's got a flooded cellar.
Yep, and Shay's going to kill me.
All right. Well, anyway, Jules, let me jump into your reading. Everybody's saying, boy, he talked a lot today.
Yeah, I know. That's
what, very few readings. But I got to take a break once in a while, right?
This is true.
And actually, I want to start having guests. My idea is every show at 2 o'clock, do a guest from like 2 to 2:30.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want to be a talk show host. How am I going to be like Oprah if I don't try?
This is true, too, but you're the king of yak anyway.
Yeah, that's true. But then people want reading. They say, no, just read. But,
well, a little talk, a little read. Read last. Or read first, talk last.
I want to be like Jay Leno, psychic Jay Leno, or Conan O'Brien, or even Oprah.
True.
Have a guest on. Develop my interview abilities and broadcasting abilities.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, reading is good, too. So let me jump into your reading, Jules.
Okay.
And I'm hearing to tell you, you did all the right things. I feel like you're about to jump off into a very strong new cycle and with a lot of new adventures or different experiences coming your way. So... Mm-hmm. keep that in mind. I feel like I passed, or somebody might have been checking me out, or I actually got tested, or I tried for something.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like in the eyes of the powers that be, I passed. I don't know if this was on paper or in mind, but in their eyes and mind, you passed and you did the right thing, and you opened up a lot of doors to the future for yourself. And then I feel like I'm going to go into either learning or training. So
mm-hmm.
I set off a chain reaction that's going to cause me to learn something new, do something new. And I'm enjoying it. I'm not afraid of it. I'm looking forward to it. It's different. It's exciting. I'm passing everything. There's nothing getting in my way. And I am going to work in business. Things are moving. They're moving forward. They're moving slow, and it's going the way. It's good to go slow, I'm hearing. Tell her to go slow. Don't rush into anything, really, because you're going. You're going forward, and it's not a matter of going forward. It's a matter of not burning yourself out or taking on too much, so keep that in mind. Now, I am worried about, I know your dad is sick, I
mm-hmm.
believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is he in the hospital?
Yeah.
Okay.
They kept him again today, though. I think they're releasing him tomorrow.
I'm worried about him. I am. I'm worried about him. Even if they do let him come home, kind of like keep an eye on him.
Mm-hmm.
A little more than usual. I don't take nothing for granted. I'm being pulled to him, and I want to keep him on my mind and keep him in my eyesight and make sure he's okay and that they're not letting him go too early or too soon or when he's not supposed to be. You know what I mean? So
mm-hmm.
if you do see something, jump on it. Don't hesitate or think about it, because I feel like you'll be doing the right thing if you just like take them back or make sure they follow through on things. You're all about new stuff here, and new talents and new abilities and impressing the authorities and the supervisors. So from here on in, I believe. I want to say you damn near become almost like a boss or a supervisor or something. There's something developing here, Jules, that's going to cause the light to shine on you and the big guy to notice you. So keep this in mind. I think by the end of May, you're being noticed by some big names or big money or big powers, the head guy or the big shot. Or just keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
So becoming noticeable. And I'm definitely going to work in business and money, so I'm being pulled to the work area, and I keep hearing new. I really do. I don't know if they're going to try and get you out of where you are to promote you to something bigger, or it's going to be offered to you. You may see this even be offered to you, moving or changing your job description or what you're doing. So this, I keep hearing new in the job and a change in direction. And I'm walking through all these doors that are opening for me. So don't let it spook you. Don't let it scare you. And it's only good for you. So jump on it.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, I'm also being impressed and being brought into contact with other people of influence. And I'm enjoying myself with them. They like me. I like them, and we're having fun with this.
Mm-hmm.
So from here on in, everybody that my job brings me in contact with is good for me, but also is fun to be around, and we like each other. And again, a warning not to rush into anything. See if you can sleep on things before you make decisions between now and the end of May.
Mm-hmm.
And watch your temper. I feel like I'm going to be pushed into snapping or losing my temper between now and the end of May, and it could be in a position where you really don't want that to happen. It'll be in front of people or around people. It could make a difference, so keep that in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then somebody, there's a male in the workplace, and he's coming to me and offering me something and actually delivering news to me. It's either news about more money or a raise or an opportunity. So, and with it comes a lot of restless energy. Like there's so many changes going on, you can actually taste them or feel them in the chain of command and the atmosphere and the workplace and what's going on and the things that they want to do and the direction they want to head in. So. A lot of unstable, restless energy, and you're going to be a part of it. You're going to be right in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, Jason becomes AGM in a couple of weeks, and there's a new exec chef coming in.
Oh. And this affects you in a good way?
In a good way.
Jason
knows I'm upset by it, and they're worried I'm going to walk on it. So.
I don't see that happening.
No, I'm not going to walk, but I'm not happy about it.
No. I see you getting the message through, actually. I feel it benefiting you. Doesn't that make sense in a way?
Yeah, because Jason wants me to take over as sous chef.
Oh,
and do all the openings in the morning like I normally do now, but just have a sous chef title and then get the kitchen going and then go about and being in charge of the purchasing still.
Oh, okay.
That's what he wants me to do.
And I've
been on the line. The last few days, they've been in trouble on the line. We've been so busy that they've gotten jammed in the neck, so I've jumped on the line, and I've gone back to working the grill and working a fry station.
Huh.
And I've played a temporary banquet chef for a couple weeks. Now, so anything that they ask or throw at me, I do.
Right.
And I don't turn it down.
Right. There's going to be an increase, though. There's going to be... You're going to be... increase. I don't know if this is a raise or a position. Is anybody talking about that? Do you see it developing?
Well, if they keep me where I am, I'm pretty sure Jason's going to give me a little bit of a raise. Not much, because it has to come in small increments, because eventually I'll hit a wall at my pay rate.
Right.
Now,
right.
If I become sous chef,
right.
That's right. A larger increase. I go off the clock, I become salary, but then I get a cut of the bonus.
Right.
So that would be a major increase on my finances.
It's an increase in not only finances but in position and in authority. So keep that in mind as this is unfolding.
Mm-hmm.
Because and an influence too. I feel like I'm going up the ladder. And
then when I talked to my GM and I asked him what was going on, he said there's a bigger plan in the works.
There is. Bigger. A lot of, I'm looking down at this and it's like I'm looking at almost like a hurricane. There's some major changes going on. And a lot of energy going through the upper part of all of this. And it's going to funnel down to you. And it's going to benefit you. I feel like you're going to do nothing but move forward and increase with them. So take advantage of anything that moves you forward or changes you in a better direction. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's something with the community, too. The community and your job that you might want to maybe stay on top of or get involved in. Anything that... reach it out to the community or the neighborhood connected to where you are.
Mm-hmm.
See if you can keep your fingers in that a little bit, too. Because I think it's it pays off for you. This is something extra on the side. It's an extra program or an extra event. And you can shine through this and stand out. So don't be afraid to get involved with it.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you noticed by... a higher level of management. And to be honest with you, through this whole thing and looking down further into the road, I keep hearing supervisor and manager with you. So I just feel that you're going to go as far as manager or supervisor. You're definitely headed in that direction. So always keep that in your mind as things unfold.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Mm-hmm.
And... That's about it, Jules. There's some changes, deeper changes within yourself. I can feel you feeling them. With philosophy and aging and life, and you got a lot on your mind right now. I think it's connected to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
The things that's going on in your home and with your parents, and a lot of what ifs and different things like this. So I feel like you spend like between now and the end of May, basically figuring out things that are going to go on within the family and the home, and then this type of thing. That and the stuff that's going on at work is going to pretty much keep you busy.
Mm-hmm.
And but do know that there is a wind of change developing around you, and you're going to be a big part of it. And I feel like you're going to benefit from it all in the home and at work. So I feel good about it all, really, with you.
Okay.
You know, look for, like, around the end of May, between now and the end of May, look for opportunity and hints of actually becoming a supervisor or a manager. I wouldn't rule this out. And not only that, an offer of maybe even relocating. I don't know if they think maybe you can pick up and go somewhere else and do what they want you to do. Or somebody else has to go and relocate, and you take over for them where you are. So keep that in mind, too.
Well, at the end of May, I'm going on vacation. I'm going down to Virginia.
Oh, okay. Good.
So I'm going to take a week off.
Good.
And just get out of here for
good.
A few days of Mike.
Good. And I'm feeling that. And it's going to be good for you. It's going to be good for you. And it's going to be very much needed. Very much needed.
And if I do step up, then I'll be sent down to Orlando for about 6 weeks.
Right. That's
training.
What I was feeling. You may see that happen. You might even want to go for it. So, and it's something that you're going to want to sleep on, though, and think. Don't rush into it. Tell them you want time to think about it,
mm-hmm.
if it's possible.
Okay.
But I do feel that you may go for that. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, and let me leave you with some numbers. I got 11 and 10 and 12 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
And again, with your dad, Jules, kind of keep an eye on him. Make sure everything goes the way you'd like it to.
Yeah, it's all surrounding the liver.
Oh.
So he's filling up with water, and they're saying it's coming from the liver.
Oh.
So is it a chemo?
Wow.
But we might have a malpractice suit on our hands anyway.
Wow. How old is he now, Jules?
72.
Well, I am concerned about him, and I am worried about him, and I feel like a lot of my energy is going to go in that area. So, and it's going to be, it's like right on top of you. So, good luck with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you're in my prayers. You take care of yourself.
You too, Mike.
Tell Manhattan about me, will you? Are you going to stand outside today's show with a sign?
Dude, I got pictures of it. I just haven't had a chance to email them to you off my cell phone.
What, the Today Show?
Yeah, I took pictures of it when I was walking past it.
I thought I'd seen you out there in that crowd. Every day I look for you, waving a sign. We love you, Michael. Or Michael Goger Rocks.
You'd be surprised how many people are standing outside that studio at 7 o'clock in the morning.
I see it every day. It's favorite part of my day, my coffee and watching the Today Show.
I even have pictures of the Beatles' Magical Mystery Tour bus.
Do you?
That we had at the Hard Rock last
week.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then next Saturday we're doing Music Rising charity auction.
Oh.
With The Edge and Bono and...
Wow. Awesome.
Yeah, we got a lot of good things coming up. We got another charity event coming up in May with Tiki Barber.
Wow, you're in a good spot.
Yeah, so that might be what you're talking about, because they came to me about menu.
Oh.
How to impress, so.
Yes. You're very noticeable, Jules, there. And you are being watched, in a way.
Oh, I know I am.
I can feel it. And You'd be surprised. Just keep your eyes open for any type of opportunity, a door that's being opened by other people for you.
As long as Jason's around, I'm fine.
Yep, that's what I told you, so. All right, girl.
All right, Mike.
You take care of yourself, and I'll see you soon.
I'll be chatting with you in a bit.
All right, thank you, Jules.
All right, Mike.
All right.
Bye.
Good girl. Manhattan. Italian chick from Manhattan.
Yeah.
I go from Kansas to Manhattan.
There you go.
Nothing like it.
And back around.
Yep. Okay, Jules, you take care of yourself.
You too.
All right. BBS Radio, folks, I'm here every Sunday. I promise I'll do more readings next week. But eventually I would like to do a guest thing, so stay tuned for the postings on that. I would like to maybe run a guest from like 2 to 2:30. Just a half hour break and let somebody showcase them, whatever they're into, their books or whatever they're doing. Light workers of all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, caller.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing. How you doing, Michael?
I'm doing all right. You doing what I'm doing?
Well, I'm trying to fight snow up here. How about you?
We're getting hit with snow. Is this Angel?
That's me.
I thought I recognized your voice for a long time.
Yeah, just, I couldn't resist.
Yeah, you're right there up on the border of Canada, right?
Yep.
Wow, you're really getting plowed.
Yep.
Blizzard, nor'easter, and everything.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I think someone forgot to tell Mother Nature spring here.
Yes. Angel, welcome to the show. It's good to hear you again.
That was good to hear you, Mike.
Good. And you stay warm. How's everybody in Pal Talk doing?
Going crazy.
I like Pal Talk.
We love it.
I'm going to be in there. I've been very busy. I can't tell you how busy, but very busy.
Oh, I know.
Actually, you should go, how busy have you been? But anyway.
I've been watching you.
Have you?
Between MySpace and Yahoo and Pal Talk, I've been watching you. I know.
I'm forever trying to start. But MySpace, thank you. If you have a MySpace, add me to your MySpace. I think it's the future, MySpace.
Oh, yes, definitely. I love it.
I do. And it's easy to use, and it's easy to understand, and it's everything in a nutshell.
Yep.
You get your email, your friends list, your message board, your website, everything right there.
Exactly.
It's like having a website in your pocket almost. So.
It is.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like it. So I'm glad I was introduced to it and got into it, and you can add my wife. She's in there now, and she's helping me run mine. And
I have wifey. Don't worry. I have everybody.
So it'll be like a family-run MySpace.
Yes.
Mom and Pop MySpace. Oh, and she has a slideshow of my grandsons in there now. So.
Oh, that's it. I got to go check that out.
Yep. You want to see what the boys look like now? There's updated photos in there.
Oh, they got to get these kids.
Oh, Angel, they're beautiful. Oh, my God.
Of course they are.
You know, every day, we can't get enough of them.
They got to be gorgeous.
Oh, they're beautiful. You can't get enough of them. Really can't. I look at them, and I hold them, and sometimes I can't believe they're ours, you know. It's just so sweet. But anyway, let's go into your reading, see if there's something I can help you with. And last week, I went overboard, and went overtime. I had to cut out early.
Oh, Don, don't mind. I said keep you on another hour.
Don loves me. Don loves me. But he's got to control me. I'm a little wild.
Of course.
Anyway, I don't want to step on somebody else's time. But anyway, let's get your reading now, then let's see what we got. I am feeling, Angel, I feel like up and down, up and down, up and down here. Money and family is jumping out at me foremost. I do feel the money is going to get better after.
Well, that would be nice.
Yeah, but it's right there on the border where it's been up and down, and all around. And
oh, yeah.
I'm leaning towards hubby with this. Is there something going on with hubby and finances, a raise, or an increase of some kind or anything you can think of? Or,
the only thing I could think of is Indian status, but I'm not sure.
Something's going on, and I'm going to the hubby with this for some reason, an increase and an expansion with him. So anything that comes his way, you really notice.
I'll keep an eye on that one.
Yeah, jump on. I hear I'm in the right place at the right time. I feel like I get a stroke of luck. I get lucky. I step into something.
You'll buy the right lottery ticket.
Yeah, or there's just some blessings and some luck coming here. And I feel like it's with hubby, the males in my life, sons, and with finances. So keep that in your heart and watch for it, because between now and the end of May, I do feel like I got a lucky break coming, and I'm very strong with the finances.
No, I just thought maybe it's my son's student loans going through for college.
It's probably going to be a part of it. I heard with the males and the son, so I had to throw him in, and. You say, well, and you're validating that he's been waiting and trying for something. So, will it cause him to travel somewhere? Because I feel like it sets off a journey of some kind.
Actually, yeah, it will.
Okay. So I do feel that he could very well be a part of the luck, because I feel like something comes through and then he's got to go on a journey or do a travel. So, and that would be his college and his school, right?
Exactly.
Okay. And does hubby have to go somewhere?
Actually, yeah, he does.
Yeah, I feel like he has to go somewhere, too.
Of all places, Canada.
Interesting. I feel like he has to go somewhere, and it's kind of on my mind and on my heart. You're not going with him, right?
No.
Okay, and... That kind of bothers you maybe a little, or...
No.
It's been on my mind or in my heart. So it might have been a conversation or, you know what I mean, between you and him. Where him having to go somewhere or go away. So you're going to be dealing with that.
I love it.
I'm hearing it makes the romance deeper and better, so... When he comes back, you know what I mean? It's just, it adds to the relationship. It's not going to hurt it. So don't worry about it. Don't, you know.
That's just something I never had to worry about with him.
Yeah, and it's only making it better. It's all good stuff. Things get better. Especially when he comes back, it gets better. So I don't know what he's going for, but whatever it is, it's successful, and he seems to be doing well. Because of it or when he gets back.
And, oh, that's good.
Yeah. Keep your eyes open for a female businesswoman, too, doing something to help me. Or your hubby.
Maybe his sister.
His sister? Was there something expected, business or money-wise? Or?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, this... I think she comes through. I'm hearing tell her she comes through. So
that'll help her out a lot.
Yeah, keep that in mind. I'm hearing that needs to be heard. So I'm just repeating it. Tell her she comes through. Tell her she comes through. And it's the female. So and it's connected to money. And I'm also getting. What seems to be either your hubby or maybe one of his authority figures helping him, too, coming through for him. I don't know if it's his supervisor or his boss or somebody that he has to do something for or impress. I'm not quite sure what this is, but your hubby comes through and does what he's supposed to do. That's what they're saying to say. That he does what he's supposed to do and he does it right, and the people that he's doing it for are satisfied. I don't know what this means. I'm just saying to relay it to you and hope that it connects or helps you.
I think I know what it is, but I'm not 100% positive yet.
Okay. I might want to go to work with it too, work or business or money. may be connected with that. Something in his work world. He satisfies whatever this is. He pulls it off, and it benefits me. It benefits us. Things go well. Is the hubby working, or is he retired, or?
He's disabled.
Oh, he's disabled.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I think I know what you're talking about. I'm just not 100% sure on it yet.
Okay. Something is, you would know if it's something that he's trying to create or to complete or accomplish.
Exactly.
You would know that this is what this is, and he pulls through and he does it, and he pulls it off.
Right, and the only way he could do it is to be in Canada.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I know what it is.
Good, and it is connected to the journey and him going away, so everything is going to work out. And he's
and
going.
It's all, and basically, it surrounds my kids.
Oh, good. Good. And the whole reading has been him and the kids, so.
Exactly.
Yeah, and it's going well. It's a turn for the better, I'm hearing. A turn for the better, and it's God has his hands and fingers in it. That's a godsend, and there's opportunity mixed in with it. So he does well with this journey.
Okay. That's great.
Yeah. Stay optimistic. Tell her to stay optimistic. And if there is any unexpected setbacks, look at it as a challenge, not that it's a defeat. It's a challenge, and you'll get right through it. It won't even disturb you. If anything that gets in the way of this between now and the end of May, it's just see it as a challenge to grow. And to become stronger. But don't see it as something that's in the way or defeating you. All right? And you, he's going to pull it off and satisfy whatever it is he needs to satisfy with your hubby. And so I hope I helped you, Angel. Did I touch on what you needed to hear? Or?
Actually, yeah, you did.
Okay. Well, whatever you called for, I feel like I did. So...
you did, because I was basically really worried about Richard's school and that. And now that I know it's actually going to go through with all student loans,
yeah,
I can worry about paying it back for the next 10 years.
Good. And I feel like it does go through, and the news is good. And they went right to a child and good news with them. So it was right on the money. You take these numbers with you, Angel. I got 11. 13, 10, and 14 for you.
Okay.
Okay, and looks like I'm out of time. I'll say goodbye to you and wish you well.
Ah, Michael, you're the best as always.
Thank you, Angel. And I'll let everybody say, put me on your MySpace. Spread the word. Add me to your Pal Talk and Yahoo Messenger as Michael_Goger. I will accept the invite, and I have a Yahoo group. Join our Yahoo group. Join my mailing list, michaelgoger.com, www.michaelgoger.com, for more info. And if you would like to get me in private sessions are available. $20 for a half hour. You can't beat the price. Just email me, michaelg@michaelgoger.com, or Michael_Goger1@yahoo.com. And I will let everybody go. Have a good day, and I will see you next week, Sunday the 22nd. Take care, everybody. Blessings, hugs.